G'day everyone. I'm going to tell you a story about the time I was the most action hero I've ever been in my life. I like to call it my Bruce Willis moment. So about 17 years ago, I was working at a music festival just north of Melbourne. The Meredith Music Festival is an event that happens every December. 10,000 hipsters, inner city Melbourne types, and music lovers descend on a paddock about 20 kilometres away from Meredith, in the Golden Plains area of Victoria. And depending on if I was trying to impress you, I would say, yeah, I was the site manager there, but really I was just a shit kicker. I was the guy that rocked up first, set up the site, and running a festival is like running a party a little bit. You got all this anticipation, you get everything ready, and you run around like a headless chook for a couple of days, and then 10,000 people descend on you. You enjoy the party while everyone else is having fun, but you're a little bit stressed out. And then, like every other good party, all those people that promise to help you tidy up all seem to piss off or make up some feeble excuse, and you're left there trying to pick up food that's been there in 30-degree heat for 3 days. So my Bruce Willis moment happened very early on, and one of the first things you've got to do at the festival is clean up the site. So this is a working farm, and there's lots of old stands of gum trees and the like. And I was driving around in this beautiful 1954 Dodge dump truck. It was beautiful, dark green with the surface rust slowly taking over. And it was the pride and joy of Jack Nolan, who was the farmer of the time, fleet of miscellaneous farm vehicles. And we had to go around and try and pick up all those limbs that gum trees drop. And in the meantime, get that big inch ant off the back of the net that's trying to bite you, or a spider that claws up your side, or a snake that disappears. And for about 2 days at the start of the festival, you're just clearing wood, making a big pile for a nice big bonfire after the festival. It was a working farm, like all good working farms are. None of the vehicles actually work right. There's always a bit of a trick to all of them. So this beautiful 54 Dodge didn't have a handbrake, and it was a real bugger to start. So once you got it going, you didn't want to stop it. So you sort of parked it up around everywhere and jammed things on the tyres to make sure it didn't roll anywhere. So I was up the back behind the Sage, and this was the best place to camp because it had a nice sort of a hill that goes down to a gully, and you got some shades from these beautiful old gums, and I was picking up loads and loads of woods, and I was working by myself. I remember throwing this big log into the back of the dump truck and sort of walking away, and I see this truck sort of slowly moving down the hill. And I'm like, right. And if you're sort of looking at me, you can see I'm built for comfort and not for speed. But this time, I was off. I was like a very slow white man's Usain Bolt. And I had like a couple of cricket pitches on me, but I thought, oh, I've got this. But sort of hill and physics was behind me, and as it went further down the hill, as the gradient got better, it got faster, and I wasn't getting any faster. And I was off, and I'm like, I'm moving along, and I'm like, I think I've got this. The door was left open, and I could see my goal. I'm just going to jump in there, hit the brake, and stop this. Everything's going to be cool. And I was almost up to the tailgate when it hit the bump. And that did two things. The first thing, it increased the acceleration, which wasn't good for me because I was at my limit. And the second thing it did was that door slowly, and I still remember this in slow motion, just slowly, bang, closed. And I'm like, oh, I don't know, I'm sort of committed here, because below me was this gully, tree-lined, and I really didn't want to go back to this farmer and say I've wrapped his car around a tree. So I wasn't thinking much. I had this completely, I'm going to do this, so I just kept on going. And the window was open. I thought, that's it. I don't know how I did it, and I would love to have seen someone do it, but I thought it was graceful. But somehow I got my hand into the window, got up through, and dived into the cab of the car. But then, what am I going to do now? So I dived down forward and just pushed the brake. That did two things. It stopped the truck, which was awesome, but also had me going at the same time. So I landed my head against the floor underneath the brake. My body got wedged in between the seat and the wheel, and my legs were still somehow sticking out the window. So that stage of the adrenaline kicked in, and I started to shake. And I'm like, oh, this is a bit troublesome. I had to somehow untwist the pretzel and get myself out of there, flip myself around, and about 4 metres in front of me was this beautiful old gum tree that would have been a complete mincemeat of myself and probably the car. So the reason why I tell you this story today, because it's anything goes, and you want to tell a story that puts yourself in a bit of good light, so hey, I'm an action hero. But the other thing is, Nobody saw that. That was the coolest thing I've ever done. And not a single person was on site around. So I'm sharing it with you tonight. And you can see me as I walk around Nelson. And you go, hey, that's that action hero guy. Cheers.